No.
USA Radio News.
Tonight at around 6:30 Eastern Time, President Trump will be holding another Make America Great Again rally in Ohio. Certainly one of the things we can expect to hear from the president was the jobs numbers that were released yesterday. The unemployment rate fell to 3.9%, and the economy added just over 150,000 jobs. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge. She talks about why that number of 156,000 is where it's at.
The job openings are there, and they're not finding the talent to meet the demand there. And I think that that is a big reason why we're not seeing a bigger number, because based on the demand, you would expect to see a number north of 200,000.
Firefighters in California and Oregon are continuing to fight wildfires. Now today, the temperatures are expected to be right around 100 degrees, and winds are expected to pick up in the afternoon, making it more a challenge for firefighters. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created righttovoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. Righttovoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. Righttovoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. Righttovoice.com.
Who, what, where, and how are answered, but there's no why in last year's Vegas mass shooting. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The motive behind the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history may never be known. That according to Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo as he releases the final report on last October's shooting on the Vegas Strip. 58 people were killed and hundreds more wounded when Stephen Paddock fired more than 1,050 bullets from his 32nd floor hotel room.
By all accounts, Stephen Paddock was an unremarkable man whose movements leading up to October 1st didn't raise any suspicion.
Paddock shot and killed himself before police could get to him. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Nearly 400 people across 15 states have become ill after eating salads from McDonald's, including 16 patients who had to be hospitalized. The FDA confirmed the presence of Cleptosporidia in an unused package of Fresh Express salad mix distributed to McDonald's in late July. You can check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
They've had several or more persons of interest. One they've looked at specifically is a hog farmer. They brought him in, from what we understand, for questioning. They also asked him to take a polygraph. Yesterday, I went out to that farm, spoke with that person, that hog farmer, and asked him would he take the polygraph, and he emphatically said no.
A few months back, IHOP changed its name to IHOB, changing the P in pancakes to a B as for burgers. Well, did that move translate to sales for IHOP, though, over these past few months? Well, Steve Joyce is a Dine Brands Global CEO, which also owns Applebee's. He talked about if this move was a successful one for IHOP.
A couple things happened. One is we taught a new generation that the P stands for pancake, because they didn't know, a lot of them. And secondly, we quadrupled the number of burgers we're selling, and that's continuing. And both lunch and dinner part sales went up significantly. So for us, it was great. We had a lot of fun with it. So did everybody else. Some people took it a little seriously, but it was very fun. And I've been asking several people, have you ever seen anything like it? And everybody's like, I don't think so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing you education, information, and communication to all who are serving, have served, and to our first responders and patriots. I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, U.S. Navy veteran. Joining me, Ron Abrams, man, Mr. Good morning, Suave, sir. And Mr. Cool.
How are
you? Fine, brother. Hey, I got the memo.
There we go.
Yeah, black is beautiful today. Yeah.
But I do thank God for this day. My grandson will be back today. My son is driving to Shreveport to pick him up, but he was on vacation for a little over 2 months visiting his mom. So my grandson will be back in my midst today.
How super is that?
Indeed.
Hey, Ron, we've got a very, very special guest and a good friend.
Yes.
United States Army Patrick Alcorn, the extreme motivator,
yes.
And I think he is probably
West Pointer, yes.
Business builder. Patrick,
indeed.
Welcome and welcome aboard this morning.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here as always. I can hardly wait to get started. How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
I am excited, and you were in Washington, D.C. doing a major deal up there.
Spoiled.
Yeah. Tell us about what's going on, brother.
Well, you know, once a year, all of the directors of the Veterans Business Outreach Centers get together to talk about strategy and about how we can improve the lives of our veterans and our veteran entrepreneurs. And this is that time of the year where we all come together, sit down, talk about what we've done well, what we can improve on, and how we can create greater awareness and better access for our veterans, entrepreneurs, and their spouses.
Patrick, that is tremendous. Now, you and I and Ron have been talking about the wheel of business development and leadership, and why don't we continue that conversation, because I think it's so important. You are the business builder, team leader.
Well, you know, thank you, Jim, and, you know, it's fun to do what it is that I do. I love doing it, and the reason I do it, as I've shared so many times, is because when I came out of the military, we didn't really have a transition assistance program. When I came out, literally, I went on terminal leave, which is the leave that you get to the folks, our listeners typically know what that is, but for those who don't, it's the leave that you have remaining on your contract with the military, and you get to attach that to the time that you're actually getting out of the military. So they call it terminal leave. So I went on 60 days terminal leave. Meaning I left my duty station 60 days before I'm supposed to finish my time in service with the military. And that was the last contact, interaction, communication that I had with the military right up until 60 days later when my terminal leave ended, I got my final paycheck. Other than that, I had no information, no advice, no counseling, no anything that said, hey, here's the world you're walking into. And so when I walked out and I started my first business, I bootstrapped everything and I did everything from the hip. So today it's a very different life for our servicemen and women. They actually have up to 18 months prior to getting out of the military, they get to go through what's called a transition assistance program where they're exposed to information to help them with that transition process. And it's broken down into three phases. One phase being, you know, if you're going out there and you're going back to school, then the Department of Education comes in and the VA comes in and they talk about your educational benefits. Most folks who sign up in the military sign up and get some sort of educational benefit. So they get to talk about how to utilize that educational benefit and all the opportunities in the education space that's available. The second group of folks that come in there is the Department of Labor, and they actually manage the entire program along with the Department of Defense. But the Department of Labor comes in, and they talk about how to get a job. I mean, if you've been in the military for a number of years, you haven't had to interview for a job. You hadn't had to prepare a resume. You just went from duty station to duty station, and your military occupational specialty, you carried along with you. When you got to your duty station, if your commander or the battalion commander or whoever made the assignments at the time, it was the S1, that was my job when I was in the military.
If I may, Patrick, a lot of veterans don't even know what to wear to an interview nowadays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you literally went through this. The Department of Labor comes in and they teach you dress for success, they teach you how to interview, they teach you how to put out a resume and everything else of that nature. Well, what if I don't want to go back to school, and what if I don't want to go work for someone else? That's where we come into play. That's the Veterans Business Outreach Center and the Boost the Business Program. We're there for those individuals who have a business idea or they have certain values that they want to bring to the market, that they want to commercialize, and they want to start their own business. Particularly for spouses as well, because spouses have great ideas for businesses, and we want to help them start their business as well. So what's important, Jim, and you asked about the growth wheel, is to first understand that our job, my office's job, and all the Veterans Business Outreach Center's job, our primary job is to change the narrative, because I've been in all these transition assistance programs on 4 bases in Texas, 4 bases in Oklahoma, 2 bases in Arkansas, and the narrative overriding is about the needs that veterans have and about the needs that they're going to have when they walk out of the military. If you need information related to keep you from becoming homeless, if you need information to help you deal with any type of stress or anxiety or health issues that you might have, if you need any help in finding a job and so on and so forth. Well, guess what? That's a very different narrative than our narrative. Our narrative is you don't need any help. You just need information, because you've been in the military and you've got this amazing skill set. You've been on mission after mission. You've overcome obstacles. You have analytical thinking skills. You're persistent. You have value beyond belief, and all you need is information on how you could best utilize that value, where you could bring value in the market. And that's what we talk about. We talk about your new value proposition and what products and services you're going to bring to the market, bringing the skills and strength that you have. And Growth Wheel is a tool that we use to take a 360-degree look at you and your business. We look at every area of you and your business. We look at how you're going to do things operationally, how you going to do things financially, how you going to do things structurally in terms of how your organization is going to be structured, and then how you going to interact with your customers, the market itself. And Growth Wheel is divided into those 4 primary areas, and each of those 4 primary areas is divided into 5 additional focus areas. You got to do all of that stuff as an entrepreneur, but you can't do it all at once. So Growth Wheel is a tool that takes a 360-degree look but allows you to focus on some specific areas today so that you can be ready for tomorrow. What do you think about that, Jim?
I think that's brilliant. Tell people where they can go to find out about that and how they can connect with you. And then let's take a part of that and dive deep into it so we can help people be successful.
Absolutely. Well, as usual, the best way to reach out to us is through our website at uta.edu/VBOC. That's right. We're a university on a college campus at the University of Texas at Arlington in the College of Business. So it's UTA, Uniform Tango Alpha, .edu, Edward Dog Uniform, /VBOC, Victor Bravo Oscar Charlie. That's the best way to contact us and communicate with us. When you go land on that website, you'll have a big graphic on the screen that says VBOC. Click on that graphic and ask for assistance, and we'll connect you. You know, I was on the phone this past week, and a young lady called. She had already gotten in touch with someone to help her form her LLC. And I'm looking at, she sends the invoice to me for the relationship that she had. And the invoice showed $310 to form the LLC, another $99 for the operating agreement that's necessary, another $39 for a search to see whether or not that business already exists, and then another $39 for something else that they
wow.
were doing for her.
Incredible.
And she called me and she asked me, she's got a product that she wants to patent, and she called me and she asked me, well, what's my next step? And, you know, with a broken heart, I said to her, well, I can help you with your next step, but let me help you understand where you are, what you've already done. Because she didn't have to spend that $310.
Right.
In the state of Texas, you know, that's why the information is so important. That's why our job is to create awareness and get that information out there so our service men and women know that. So she didn't have to spend that $300 because in the state of Texas and in many other states, veterans do not pay the state filing fee, which is that $310. That's money she could have saved. So the reason I'm sharing this story is because I contacted the company that helped her form this LLC. And, you know, because I've done this with a couple other companies. I've contacted LegalZoom and I've contacted Incorporate.com. And I helped them to understand the process. And now they're all on board and they're following the process appropriately and not charging our veterans. But when I called this organization, I'm not going to name them, but when I called this organization, I said, hey, you know, they didn't have to pay that filing fee. This is how you do the process. You know, you let the veteran know that they have this benefit, have them make this contact with the Texas Veterans Commission, get their certificate of eligibility, and then they give that certificate of eligibility to you. You turn it in with their paperwork, and the state is never looking for that fee. And the company said back to me, said, well, I could have told the client that. I said, well, did the client identify themselves as a veteran? They say, yes. I said, so why didn't you tell the client that?
Mm.
They said, well, we wait for the client to bring it to our attention. And I said, well, what if the client didn't know they had that benefit? And they said, well, you know, that's just our process here. Our process is if the client brings it to our attention that they have this benefit, then they go get their certificate, they bring it back to us, and we reimburse them. And I said, well, why do you have to reimburse them for something that they shouldn't have to pay in the first place? If you had the information, why didn't you just give them the information? That's the point that I'm talking about. That's why it's so critical that we get this awareness out and we get this information out, because that's just one benefit that our veterans have. He had no idea, the company had no idea, that our veterans get a 5-year waiver on their franchise taxes. Up to $1.1 million in revenue they can generate in their company. I may be off on that number. I think it's $1.7 million or something like that. But my point is over $1 million in revenue a veteran-owned business can go out there and generate over $1 million in revenue in their first 5 years and never have to pay franchise taxes on that revenue.
And they're creating jobs as well.
Exactly. And our veterans don't know that because nobody's telling them that and so forth. And so it's so critical that we get that information out. And that's why every November we have our Veterans Business Symposium and Resource Fair. And we bring in all the resource partners to educate the resource partners so they know this information and they know the benefits that are available to the veterans. But then we bring in all the veteran-owned businesses across the board, and we bring in all the lenders and so forth, and we let them know all of the benefits that are available to veterans and veteran entrepreneurs. And so this year is going to be Saturday, November 3rd, 2018, at the University of Texas at Arlington. Again, go to our website at uta.edu/VBOC.
Well, I'll tell you what, Patrick, when we come back after this word from all of our partners, let's dive deeper into this. And that is a tremendous story. We may even want to repeat that again to let people know, veterans know, they don't have to pay some fees. And if they get all the right information, they're going to be way ahead. Right, Ron?
Indeed.
All right. We're going to be right back with Ron Abrams and Patrick Alcorn. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to our veteran community. We'll be right back after this word.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blank, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Islam, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
Are you looking for a company that works strictly in entertainment? Whether it's photography, videography, filmmaking, well, look no further. Check out Pete Persaud Entertainment. Pete Persaud Entertainment is local. It's local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a ton of experience creating production from thought and vision to final product. For more information, go to PetePersaud.com. It's Pete, P-E-R-S-A-U-D.com. Or go to Pete Persaud Entertainment on Facebook. Life can be tough enough, and when we don't have someone that we can talk with about our day-to-day issues and problems and the things that we want in our life, it can be overwhelming. When we tend to look to our family and friends for all the answers, well, we normally come up short. It's time to talk to someone who not only cares, but can give you the clarity and honesty that you deserve. My name is Ashley Burgess. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For more information on me, go to ashleyburgess.com. That's Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and let's work together.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
You will rise to the level of your leadership. If your leadership level is high and you're a capable leader, you can do many good things for many people. If your leadership level is low, if you have trouble working with people, if you can't get along with people, then you can't really be a leader. You will rise to the level of your leadership. Teamwork wins. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. Ron, we're talking with Patrick Alcorn, very good friend of ours. Man, indeed. I've known him, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Yes.
Incredible guy. You had a comment that you were going to make that Patrick was talking about.
Right, and it's basically the sharing of the information
and making veterans aware of their benefits. Patrick mentioned in the last quarter of the hour how that businesses or lenders and other entities, they have basic knowledge of what a veteran is able to receive simply because they're a veteran, but they won't offer that unless the veteran basically volunteers that information. But that's what I'm very appreciative about the Texas Veterans Commission, because even after the transition assistance program, veterans can visit our veteran career advisors, and they will let them know what the labor market is looking like in the city that they're seeking to transition to. Once they get out of the military, they may think of moving to, I don't know, Connecticut, which is actually a good example there. I mean, Connecticut, the infrastructure, the state itself, the monies are like bleeding. It's like an arterial wound when you look at the state of Connecticut. But that's the valuable information that veterans need to know before they get out of the military and thinking about moving to a certain area throughout the country. The Disabled Veterans Outreach Program specialists in each state can give them the labor market information in their particular state. So it's very important that the Transition Assistance Program continue that process. And if not, veterans, listen, please seek out a Disabled Veteran Outreach Program specialist within your state. They're all co-located with the unemployment offices within your particular states. We like to call them workforce solutions offices here, so it's not unemployment office. But just let them know that you are a veteran and you're there to see a veteran's representative. And Patrick, I tell you, you really touched on a serious subject for me because I'm seeing this type of thing every day.
I think that's critically important. Patrick, let me ask you a question, sort of off the cuff. What do you see as some of the businesses that young men and women that are coming out of the military, where are they gravitating to? What are some of the things that they're looking at to be successful?
You know, Jim, the number one businesses that veterans graduate to is consulting. You got to remember, our veterans have an amazing skill set, especially our special ops guys, and just to highlight them in particular, because they're used to working in small teams, and they've been on some amazing missions and done some amazing things. But even if you're not a special ops person and been part of that particular community, all of our servicemen and women have incredible analytical skills. You got to think of this. We get a mission in the military, and the mission is quite simply, see the hill, take the hill. And then we get a list of all of the resources that we have in order to see this hill and take this hill. But along the way, things change. You know, we start moving towards that hill, and all of a sudden the enemy pops up in front of us, or an obstacle pops up in front of us, and we've got to automatically make an adjustment. So we have flexibility. We have analytical thinking. We have problem-solving skills. We have all of that. And so from a consulting basis, veterans are perfect for walking into other organizations and companies, looking at the strategy and the hill that the company's trying to take, and helping that company to readjust their strategy and their plan of action in order to accomplish whatever particular goal it is that they're trying to accomplish. So consulting is the number one space that we find ourselves in, but the other space seems to be in the IT field. You got to remember, most IT, believe it or not, most IT starts somewhere in the military environment. At the University of Texas at Arlington, we have access to the Department of the Navy's intellectual property database. And we've started this thing called Manufacturing Monday, the third Monday of every month at the University of Texas at Arlington. We're allowing veterans to come in and peek inside of this database of all the intellectual property that the Department of the Navy has. And if they look in that database and they see some intellectual property that they think they can commercialize and generate revenue from, the Department of the Navy will give them that intellectual property and let them run away with that as a business. I mean, I don't know if I used the right language when I said run away, but they'll give them that intellectual property, and they can actually go ahead and start a business with that intellectual property. So IT is the second field in there where our veterans come in, because we're very familiar with that.
That is critically important. So as we're listening to the music and going to take this break, Ron and I and Patrick will be right back. on Alliance for the Brave.
Indeed. And make sure you grab those pencils and papers, because we're going to get dive even deeper and give you some contact information to include websites as well.
We'll be right back after these words on Alliance for the Brave.
Over big things, we're parted by only a slight thing.
USA Radio News.
Tonight at around 6:30 Eastern Time, President Trump will be holding another Make America Great Again rally in Ohio. Certainly one of the things we can expect to hear from the president was the jobs numbers that were released yesterday. The unemployment rate fell to 3.9%, and the economy added just over 150,000 jobs. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge. She talks about why that number of 156,000 is where it's at.
The job openings are there, and they're not finding the talent to meet the demand there. And I think that that is a big reason why we're not seeing a bigger number, because based on the demand, you would expect to see a number north of 200,000.
Firefighters in California and Oregon are continuing to fight wildfires. Now today, the temperatures are expected to be right around 100 degrees, and winds are expected to pick up in the afternoon, making it more a challenge for firefighters. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entell. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
Chase Elliott by two car lengths over Jane McMurray.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Under braking into turn six. Truex looking to the inside.
With five races to go until the playoffs start.
Here comes Truex.
A new group of challengers are ready to rise on the road course.
That is Michael McDowell.
Road course racers AJ Allmendinger.
We could very well see a surprise here this afternoon.
The Go Bowling at the Glen, Sunday at 12:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
Go Bowling at the Glen tomorrow at 12:30 on 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with the great Ron Abrams.
Good afternoon. Wherever you may be.
Wherever you may be. And Patrick Galkorn, we're talking about success. We're talking about the importance of success and getting the information you need. And again, Patrick, tell us the website, the place to go to get veteran information about starting their own business.
Absolutely. Go to, for to reach us directly, go to uta.edu/VBOC. And if you're not in the North Texas, Oklahoma, or Arkansas, and you're trying to find the VBOC or Veteran Business Outreach Center in your location, just go to sba.gov. That's Sierra Bravo Alpha.gov. Golf Oscar Victor.
Patrick, one of the things that you have really emphasized this morning is the information. For instance, you don't have to pay filing fees when you're a certified veteran in the state. That saves you money. But more than that, there's other aspects of this. Becoming a veteran-owned business, being a VIP, gives you a chance to bid for and be involved in government contracts, which is a very important thing.
Indeed. Go ahead, Patrick. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world is the U.S. federal government and all of its agencies. And these agencies and these prime contractors and these organizations have required to give a certain amount of business, purchase a certain amount of products or services from veteran-owned business, and especially service-disabled veteran-owned businesses. But that information is out there, and our veterans need to be made aware of that business. So, you know, we're on Armed Forces Network, Jim, thanks to you and the work that you're doing through the radio station. And as Ron mentioned, I'm so proud of the Texas Veterans Commission. I'm proud of the fact that I had an opportunity to be a part of that organization. That's where I got my start in this space, because the Texas Veterans Commission is really the motto that so many other veterans commissions across the U.S. and the other states model themselves after. And their goal simply is to make sure that our servicemen and women have the information that they need to truly access all of the benefits that they've earned by wearing the uniform. And that includes their spouses as well. So I really want to encourage you, as Ron did earlier, to go to your state Veterans Commission and connect with your state Veterans Commission to get the information you need to learn about all the benefits that you've earned by wearing the uniform and protecting this great country of ours. Jim, you had asked about those businesses that our veterans tend to gravitate to, and I wanted to comment on just a few more. Besides the IT field, I can go back to just some of the basic businesses that our veterans gravitate to, and that's auto mechanics. You know, those that have been in, I think the MOS in the Army is the 93 MOS or the 96 MOS. It's been so long, I don't know what the military occupational specialties are anymore. But the folks who take care of our vehicles in the military and our supply specialists and supply sergeants who run all our logistics in the military, those are amazing companies that they start when they start their own companies. They start these logistics companies and they open their own garages. And then franchising is just an amazing space for our veterans, because franchise is a business in a box. They get an SOP, a standard operating procedure, just like we get at every military unit. And the standard operating procedures tells you how to stand that business up and make that business successful. And our veterans are so disciplined in their work ethic that all they have to do is take a standard operating procedure, in the franchise community is called a franchise disclosure document, FDD. But they take that document, follow that document to the letter of the law, and they can execute a franchise. Not just restaurants, but consulting franchises and real estate franchises and other types of business franchises, accounting franchises, and I mean, you name it. So our veterans just have the skills to create jobs and create impact. And it's been validated by the simple fact that right now our veterans are responsible for $1.7 trillion in our gross domestic product. They're responsible for 580 million jobs worldwide. They're responsible for $210 billion in payroll. That's what veteran-owned businesses do to the worldwide economy and to the U.S. economy. So we need our veterans to come out here and start these businesses rather than just going to work for somebody else.
And so many of the veteran business owners that you've brought in to talk to us or be a part of that, one of the things I noticed is that camaraderie of the team you put together. It's a special group of men and women. What VR Small does for women, what you're doing. The other thing, Patrick, it's not only just knowing about the benefits or knowing about the franchise. You get into the nitty-gritty of teaching them about planning, budgeting, and marketing. I think some of the things that have really helped veteran businesses become successful is this program that you guys have, which helps them to not only see the hill, take the hill, but really understand the hill, understand their marketing, and moving that forward. Tell us a little bit about, the November 3rd event that you guys are doing, because that is critically important.
Well, absolutely, Jim. Our program is a collaboration of all of our resource partners. We can't do this stuff alone. And so we appreciate our SCORE mentors. There's over 11,000 of them nationwide in every vertical and every business out there where we can connect you with them to stand side by side, and they walk you through so that you don't make the same mistakes that other folks have made in the past in starting and growing businesses. And then our folks at the Small Business Development Centers, they're located on college campuses and community college campuses all across the nation. Everywhere you go, you can find an SBDC where they are experts in local market research and experts in relationship with local lenders across the board. And then, like you mentioned, VR, the Veterans Women Enterprise Center, and all the women's business centers that are across the nation. All of these are SBA resource partners, U.S. Small Business Administration resource partners that bring to bear all of the resources necessary for helping businesses start, grow, and improve and prosper. So on November 3rd, 2018, at the University of Texas at Arlington at our Veterans Business Symposium and Resource Fair, you'll have an opportunity to connect with all of these resource partners to take your business from where it is to where you want it to be. On that same day, we're also doing a Veterans Franchise Expo. Now, some folks have already been to a Franchise Expo where everybody and their mama is there with all the different types of franchise opportunities. Well, we've got those folks who put on those Franchise Expos to come in and do one just for our veterans. So we've got several companies that are coming in, several franchisors that are coming in to talk about their franchise opportunities, but we also have franchisees who already own franchises to come in and talk about their experience as franchisees. You know, our partners over at 7-Eleven, not to talk about one particular franchise, but our partners over at 7-Eleven, they've got a veteran franchisee out in the Corpus Cove, Fort Hood area, that owns three franchises, a veteran and his wife, Charles Williams. He and his wife both were veterans who left the military, got their first 7-Eleven franchise, and now they own three 7-Eleven franchises and are looking at getting their fourth franchise. And 7-Eleven as a community, as a franchisor, is looking at packaging franchises where you can come out of the military and purchase 3 to 5 franchises in one fell swoop and be the owner of all of those franchises. Because they recognize the value that our veterans have in their ability to stand up and run successful operations.
Now, if you don't mind, Patrick, could you go over the cost what the veteran can expect to attend?
Well, it's really neat this year. What we're doing for the event this year, our early bird cost is $25 for the particular event itself. But that's for a week's worth of events, because on Saturday we've got the symposium. On Monday we've got a government contracting seminar. on Tuesday's election day, so we're doing nothing. On Wednesday, we got access to capital. We're going to put you in front of all of the capital partners and learn about how to access capital and how to get the money that you need. And then on Thursday, we got a women's brunch and a fireside chat for all of our women's veterans and our women entrepreneurs. And then on Friday, we've got a pitch contest. So if you got your business idea in mind, you can come and share about your business idea and have an opportunity to win some money. Right now, the prize money is at $2,500. We're looking for a sponsor to help us raise that prize money to about $5,000. So if you're listening out there and you want to sponsor this veteran-owned business pitch contest to help us make the prize money up as high as $5,000, we'd love to hear from you at uta.edu/VBOX. But remember, everything that we do includes meals. So we got breakfast for everybody on the day that we have our event. We got lunch for folks on the day that we have our event. So everything fell swoop. It's $25, as I mentioned. That's the early bird price. But if you'll take this survey for us and help us to gather some information on our veteran entrepreneurs, you get a $15 coupon for that registration. So your actual registration is $10. I mean, you're getting all of this information, access to all of these resources, and food for our program for $10. I mean, and that's literally all it costs you to participate.
Incredible. It's credible.
Yeah. And let me tell you, Patrick, a week-long deal like this in any other industry would be, you know, $1,500 to $2,000.
Easily.
I'm going to a national conference for two different organizations this fall. And let me tell you, their cost for going to that dude is up in the hundreds of dollars. So $10 if you take a survey, $25. Let me tell you, I'm going to be there. Even though I have my own business, there's a whole lot that I can learn. I think that's important, that the more we learn, the more we grow, the better education we get, the more successful we are, regardless of what business you're in. I think that's important, don't you, Ron?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I was a little bit sneaky with the question, Patrick. I always knew you guys charged $25. Just wanted to usher that in it very lightly. But
no, I appreciate that, Ron. And the reason we do it is just to get skin in the game.
Yes.
We want to get information to our veterans for free. We don't want to charge them anything. But we recognize, I mean, history tells us, if we don't get some skin in the game, folks don't show up. We had over 900 people to register for our event last year in November of 2017. Over 900 people registered for our event, and we made the event a free event. About 700 of those, when we got rid of all the duplicate registrations, we had about 720-something people that registered, and 400 people showed up. So 300, we had food for 300 additional people that we didn't have to buy. We want to keep the cost free for everybody. So we figure this year we'll just get some skin in the game. We'll have folks take a survey and spend $10. That just pays for the food, so we're not left with 400 people worth, money for food for 400 people that don't show up across the board.
Right.
But also, you know, we just want to make sure that you're serious about starting a business, because we're serious about helping you. We're serious about helping your business grow. We're serious about helping you bring your ideal to market. We're serious about helping you find your customers. You know, we're serious about that, and we want you to be serious. And if $10 is the easiest way for you to show how serious you are, if you take the survey, $25 if you don't take the survey, for a week's worth of access to information and access to our clients and access to everything that you need to stand up. You know, Jim, you mentioned, you know, we help with the business planning. We get our SBDC and our SCORE folks to help you as well. But we help with you putting together your business plan, your marketing plan. We help you get access to capital. We put you in front of lenders, some additional information that folks don't know about our lenders. We have lenders out there that have 5% fixed interest rates for veteran-owned businesses. You know, the cost of capital for business owners that are not veteran-owned businesses is anywhere between 8 and 16%.
Wow.
But our veterans need capital for 5% fixed interest rate. But our veterans need to know that.
Patrick, thank you so much for being part of us today and part of this team. to help veterans.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and you have a ball in Washington, D.C. Go to the Air and Space Museum.
Hey, thank you, my friend. I'm going to get a couple of my... I got passes to the White House and passes to Congress.
Hey, that'll be fun. Tell everybody there at the White House, hi, and enjoy. Patrick, thank you again, brother. And we're going to be giving out your information more often.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a great time.
Ron, we're going to be moving on and talking about job opportunities, job fairs, and other employment as we go into this last segment of this program. So this is Ron Abrams and Jim Blythe, and we'll be right back with you on Alliance for the Brave.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
All leadership is by example. Everything that you do, every action that a leader takes, every word that a leader says is remembered by those who follow him or her. Leadership is by example. It is not what you say. It is what you do. Don't tell them. Show them. That is leadership by example. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
I'm heading out for vacation in a few weeks, and you know, I'm really excited to have some time off, some extra good sleep, but then I get extra good sleep because of my pillow. So if you're craving that vacation kind of sleep, you know, you can get it at home anytime. With a MyPillow. Now, one of the nicest things about the MyPillow, it stays cool all night long. You don't have to flip the silly thing over to the cooler side. It's always cool, and it keeps its shape all night long, so you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night to fluff the pillow up, make it nice. Just order a MyPillow with promo code USA. You're going to get 50% off a four-pack of pillows. That's two MyPillow premium pillows, custom fit for you, and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, use promo code USA to get 50% off. These pillows come with an amazing 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty, 100% machine washable and dryable, and made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll to the Radio 4-Pack Special, enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. 800-951-8175. Promo code USA.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. Ron, tell everybody what you do because it's important, and then you've got some information to pass out in this last segment.
Most definitely. My official title is the District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission here in North Texas. And essentially, it's my job to reach out to as many service organizations out there that provide some type of service to veterans. Now, they do help other aspects of the community, but my main focus is on the veterans because, of course, I am a veteran. I retired in 2005, and I've walked in the shoes of many veterans who are experiencing problems today when it comes to employment. But that's my job. I let organizations know how we help veterans overcome their significant barriers to employment. They are very specific as to whom, what type of veteran we can see, but we do help many veterans.
Now, when you and I started broadcasting 4 years ago, veterans community had the highest unemployment rate in the nation.
Yes.
Now that has dropped down to where aren't we just about on parity?
Yeah, last year was 3.7%, and now we're down to 3.4%,
which is below the national average.
Yes.
Of 3.9.
Most definitely.
And it's guys like you and the programs like you've doing and Patrick's doing. Now, what else have you got for us this morning?
Well, if we like to cater to the spouses, too.
Yes.
So if you are a veteran spouse, or if you're a veteran and you'd like to find a particular position for your spouse here in the state of Texas, Amazon will be holding something very important. And that is essentially an informational type event to speak about what Amazon is doing as far as web services. So Amazon Web Services is looking for veterans and military spouses interested in getting into technical roles in order to support their growing customer base. And Amazon is growing. A lot of the retail stores that you've seen, the Macy's, the Sears, they're closing down all around the country. And everyone has gone to the gone by way of shopping the way Amazon has their system set up. So right now they're looking for web services. I was going to say entrepreneurs, but web services workers. So this is going down on August 14th, 2018, from 1:30 to 2:30. It's an informational session to let you know how and when to start to apply. It's going to be at the Richland College, Wichita Hall, room 115. At 12800 Abrams Road in the big city of Dallas, Texas. One more time, that's August 14th from 1:30 to 2:30. Richland College is going to be in their Wichita Hall room 115. Address located there, address there is 12800 Abrams Road, Dallas, Texas, 75243. Now, it's also part of my job to work all of our social media for North Texas, for Texas Veterans Commission as well. So everything that I mentioned, I actually put on our Texas Veterans Commission's event calendar. So if you've missed anything, or if you'd like to know of any job fairs, career fairs, informational sessions, veteran business outreach center events, just go to our website, tvc.texas.gov. That's Tango Victor Charlie. tvc.texas.gov, or just go to our website, Alliance for the Brave. That's the number four. Don't spell that out. AllianceForTheBrave.com, and check out our events calendar there, or just click on the TVC vector or the TVC icon, and it'll take you to our website as well.
That's really important information, and we want to help you make a connection with other veterans and help you to be successful in everything you do.
Yes.
Ron, one of the things that I want to emphasize to people, the first time I met you, you took me to a great men's clothing store.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention Sweet Tomatoes.
Well, yeah, that you know I'm a foodie. But the main thing is you show people how to be successful, how to dress
Thank
for
you.
Success. So, again, how could people get a hold of you, Ron?
TVC.texas.gov, or you can call me directly. Pick up the phone, 210-778-6345.
In this next hour, we're going to have a very good friend of ours, Rear Admiral Woody Beale, on board. He is the Vice Commander of the 5th Fleet in Bahrain. So please stay tuned for this special hour. Also, for those who are leaving us, I want to say a special prayer. God bless you and thank you for all you do to keep us safe and keep us out of harm's way. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams saying we'll be right back after this word from all of our partners. Thank you for listening to Alliance for the Brave.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
USA Radio News.
Crews battling the Northern California wildfires this weekend brace for a weekend of windy and hot weather that could drive flames into new areas and threaten more homes. Red flag warnings are in effect today for parts of California, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. A lot of people have evacuated, but not this Northern California resident.
My wife and dogs got packed and they left, but I stayed to do what has to be done. At the worst, I'll just jump in the river and let it burn over.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
I can tell you that investigators are holding a lot close to their chest, and they know quite a bit more than they want to give to the public.
President Trump will be holding a Make America Great Again rally tonight in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Senator Marco Rubio, along with a bipartisan group of five other lawmakers, slammed Google over its reported plans to introduce a censored search engine in China. Regarding China, Rubio says the United States really has to be careful.
There is no greater threat to the United States because China seeks to replace us. And we're still struggling in this country because for the first time since the end of the Cold War, we now have a near-peer adversary and a near-peer adversary that is looking to overtake us. And frankly, we're helping them. And we're helping them not just by giving them business in our country, but through trade practices that have allowed them to cheat and steal for 18 years.
Nearly a year after a gunman in Las Vegas carried out an attack on a country music festival, police say they have concluded their investigation without being able to determine what motivated the massacre. The 181-page report that was released yesterday does go into some details about the killer and the fact that he lost almost $1.5 million leading up to the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reality TV star Mike Rowe was on Fox News, and he said that he believes there's a widening gap between the so-called elites and everyday Americans. Take a listen as he explains why he believes that is the case.
With regard to the skills gap and regard to really any gap, it's all just symptomatic of a series of what I would call disconnects. we've become slowly and inexorably and profoundly disconnected from a lot of very basic things that when I grew up, I was really connected to, like where my food comes from, where my energy comes from, basic history, basic curiosity, the things that fundamentally allow us to assume a level of appreciation that, in my view, is the best way to bridge those gaps. When we start losing our appreciation for those things, the gap deepens. And I think the gap right now is, well, it's extraordinary. I think there's great common sense that is still alive and well in a lot of people. And I think that as they look at the headlines, they're frustrated. And to be fair, I think people on the coasts are coming at it from their own bias, and they're frustrated. And so a lot of frustrated people are talking really loud past each other, and a lot of truths are inconvenient for a lot of people. And so it just gets noisy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing education, information, and communication to all who have served, to our active duty military, first responders, and American patriots. We're brought to you on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network, and you can live stream us right now on Facebook on AllianceForTheBrave.com. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. I was in Vietnam, so I'm one of the old school. Joining me, Ron Abrams from the U.S. Army. Welcome aboard,
Indeed.
Ron.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We have somebody who is very, very special. So, attention on deck. Admiral Beale arriving. Admiral Woody Beale, welcome aboard Alliance for the Brave.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to talk to you. And greetings to you from the lovely island of Bahrain in the Arabian Gulf. It's great to be on your program today.
It's you and I have gotten to know each other back when you were the deputy director of recruiting for the U.S. Navy. And so I know that education is so important to you and training is so important. Woody, could you tell people a little bit about your background in education?
Certainly. Well, you know, one of the things that marks a professional career and separates it from other careers that you might pick is that you need to be continually educated. I started out with a bachelor's of science in aerospace engineering from Purdue University. I got that many moons ago, so if you would ask me to design an airplane now, I might not be able to do it. But later on in my career at Strategic Times, I also picked up a master's degree from Southern Methodist University in engineering management, and a second master's degree about 10 years ago from the National War College, where I studied national security studies. So education is an important part of what we do in the profession of arms.
If you want to learn to lead, you need to read. And I think that's very, very important. Woody, you also served in attack squadron VA-52, and you were an A6 intruder driver. I mean, an A6E intruder driver. That is really something, and you did quite a few carrier landings.
Well, between the A6 and the F-18 that I flew later on in my career, yeah, I've got about 469 carrier landings. The vast majority of those are at night. That's where we earn our money, and that's certainly where the intruder earned its money. It was a low-level, medium-attack bomber that flew off the decks of the aircraft carriers, and back in the day, it was the aircraft that would project power ashore. When the president made the decision to do that.
That's a polite way of saying you delivered the bombs, you delivered the load. Isn't that it?
You could say it that way. You could also say that I was one of the world's most glorious high-speed pickup truck drivers.
Well, the one thing, Woody, every time I'm at a major veteran deal and somebody tells me they're an Air Force pilot, I said, hey, I've got all these friends in the Navy. Why don't you get with them and learn how to fly? And they look at me and I go, you try doing a carrier landing at night. Woody, I don't think a lot of people understand, for instance, what is your approach speed on a carrier, and where do you stop? You stop within about, what, 100 feet? So what's your approach speed when you hit the wire?
Well, you know, and you've had personal experience with this recently, I know, because we sent you out to be sailor for a day at some point, so I know you've seen this up close and personal as well, and throughout your Navy service. But these days, aircraft carriers are 95,000 tons. They're 1,000 feet long. They're about 17 stories high, and they have a landing area that's roughly 600 feet long. The portion of that landing area that you're trying to use when you're a naval aviator is you're trying to hit a spot that's about plus or minus 20 feet wide, and it'll roll you out from about 150 to zero in about 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's a gut-wrenching. And by the way, thank you again for helping me to be sailor for a day. You know that when I stepped aboard the Truman, it was October 26th, and it was exactly 50 years to the day that I announced Lieutenant Commander John McCain had been shot down in Vietnam. He was one of my pilots in VA-163. So thank you again for that.
Not at all, sir, and thank you for your service. I don't know if you actually included that sailor for the daytime with your DD-214. Are you going to get credit for that?
I don't think so. I think they didn't like it because I had such a great time aboard the ship, and that was a blast. And all my buddies kept saying, why didn't you go on a submarine? I go, no, I'm a carrier kind of guy. Admiral Beale, one of the things that is so important is you are now Vice Commander of the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command, which is our 5th Fleet in Bahrain. You are in basically the heart of the lion. Tell us a little bit, or what you can tell us, about what the 5th Fleet does and where you're located.
Well, so the U.S. 5th Fleet and U.S. Naval Forces Central Command encompasses a very large area, about 3.2 million square miles of ocean, including about 21 countries around the region. So we are responsible for U.S. and coalition maritime operations throughout that theater of operation. A lot of balls in the air, a lot of plates spinning around. It's a lot of stuff to watch. But we've got a crack staff and an excellent commander and great cooperation from our partners. So I think we do that job pretty well out here.
Outstanding. And a lot of people don't know where Bahrain is. You're in an island in the Persian Gulf. It's about 264 square miles. And I hear it's a beautiful resort as well. Seriously.
There are parts of it, you know, there are parts of it that are very beautiful. Actually, the island itself is quite picturesque. I'll tell you, this time of the year, it's fairly hot, even for a Texan. But yeah, it's a very small island. It's in the south side of the central portion of the Persian Gulf. And if you look at a map, the first island you see sticking out of there is actually, it's not an island, it's a peninsula. People tend to think that might be it, but it's not. That little bump you might see on your map is Qatar. And then next to Qatar, if you look just to the west, is the island of Bahrain. And yeah, that's where we maintain our headquarters.
So you're positioned in the Persian Gulf, literally between Saudi Arabia and Iran, in the middle of the thing.
Indeed, that's exactly it.
And you were responsible for maintaining control of the Straits of Hormuz, keeping the shipping lanes open, but it's much, much more than that. Admiral Beale, one of the things that I know also, you are big on probably continuing education and training that's going on within your command. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that you guys are doing to help sailors and airmen stay on top of their game?
So the base out here, like most Navy bases and even like most ships underway, has continuing education, including college courses for sailors that choose to seek that in their free time. There's plenty of opportunities out there for a sailor to get education. For those sailors that join the Navy and are not yet citizens, but let's say they're permanent residents of the United States, and that can happen, we also offer classes in citizenship throughout the Navy. And I've known several sailors who started out in the Navy as not U.S. citizens, who then earned their citizenship while they were serving. And that's quite a moving ceremony to see somebody who has served their country move along and become a United States citizen while still serving their country. It's a lump in the throat moment for any patriot.
I can imagine. Do you get to officiate at those ceremonies?
Actually, they normally have a judge do that, a civilian judge. That's not something that a military officer would get to do. You've seen what I do, what I officiate most of the time, which is the swearing in of new sailors or reenlistments. That's what I get to do. But new citizens, that's a little out of my pay grade.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you'd have been in when I was in, I think I'd have re-upped to serve under you guys, because you are so exceptional. As all of the officers that I have met in today's Navy, I am so impressed. And as you said, you basically gave me the chance to be a sailor for a day aboard the USS Truman. I interviewed a number of sailors, and I was amazed. Every one of them was working on either a college degree, a graduate degree, and one lady who did the same job I did when I was in the Navy, she was working on her PhD in psychology. Navy chief. So it's so important, because you are building the infrastructure for people to be really successful.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I've loved about the armed forces. I've been serving now for nearly 32 years. And the best part about the job, and I think you'd agree with me, is the people. The people that we have in the U.S. Armed Forces, and I can speak specifically for the Navy, when they decide to apply themselves, can reach any goal that they want to reach. I am absolutely inspired every day when I come to work and I see these young men and women who are applying themselves and making themselves better. And my privilege is that I've now reached a position where I can help them along. I can give them a little good advice and keep them moving along. So, yeah, I think you and I, again, would both agree, and I know you have served with some wonderful folks, and it's not exclusive to the Navy. But, it's a great place. The Armed Forces is a great place to make yourself better.
It's without a doubt. I am prejudiced. I'm third generation combat Navy. My grandfather served in World War II. My father served in World War II. And I served in Vietnam. I think it's important, though, above that, most people don't understand that there are so many logistics, technical jobs, so many things that are going on. And the Navy has outstanding schools. I know you were stationed for a while in Millington, Tennessee. That's where I went to A school. It's important that people know the educational opportunities that are within our service.
Yeah, indeed. Some of the technical training that you can get in the Navy is just better than anything on the planet. You could find yourself, even as a young enlisted person right out of high school, with the right education and the right test scores, you could find yourself working on nuclear reactors. You could find yourself as a translator. You could find yourself as an intel specialist. You could be a quartermaster helping to drive a ship, a bosun's mate, deck handlers. We have got all sorts of skills. You could be working on jet engines. You could be working in a space operations center. There are all sorts of great jobs and opportunities for young folks that are looking. And I don't want to just say it's a training camp for vocation, because it's not. It's also the opportunity to serve your country. And that has to be, I think, at the core of any personality of anybody that wants to join.
Without a doubt, the leadership is there as well. And let me mention one other thing. When I was in the Navy, we had a doctor assigned to our squadron come come to find out, he had started as an enlisted man. He did so well as a medic that they sent him to medical school. He did his internship at Balboa Naval Hospital in San Diego. He was also a triage specialist that worked in the San Diego County Hospital. It was amazing the training that that man had. And you know how much money he spent to go to college, Woody?
I'm going to guess it was near zero.
Zero, yeah. And had the best education in the world to be a medic. Now, one of the other things when we come back, I'd like to you to talk a little bit more about leadership and some of your goals and objectives, but your stint that you went through the National Security Studies with the National War College, I think that's important as well. So I'm having a ball talking to you in Bahrain. So join the Navy, see the world. Join Alliance for the Brave and hear the world. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're talking with Admiral Beal, the Vice Commander of the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command, 5th Fleet in Bahrain. I think it's exceptional that we're able to have leaders and men like Admiral Beal and what all they're doing for this nation to help everybody. So, Woody, we'll be right back with you after these words from all of our partners. This is Alliance for the Brave.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is the trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Are you looking for a company that works strictly in entertainment? Whether it's photography, videography, filmmaking, well, look no further. Check out Pete Persaud Entertainment. Pete Persaud Entertainment is local. It's local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a ton of experience creating production from thought and vision to final product. For more information, go to PetePersaud.com. It's Pete, P-E-R-S-A-U-D.com. Or go to Pete Persaud Entertainment on Facebook.
Life can be tough enough, and when we don't have someone that we can talk with about our day-to-day issues and problems and the things that we want in our life, it can be overwhelming. When we tend to look to our family and friends for all the answers, well, we normally come up short. It's time to talk to someone who not only cares, but can give you the clarity and honesty that you deserve. My name is Ashley Burgess. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For more information on me, go to AshleyBurgess.com. That's Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and let's work together.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Adapt, improvise, overcome. Leaders must find a way or make one. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. Nothing can stop you. Leaders must adapt. They must improvise. They must overcome. Find a way or make one. Leaders are expected to do this. If you want to lead, this is what you have to do. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back and join us live on Facebook. Kevin Engel, thank you for tuning in. And we're here with you with Admiral Woody Beall, the Vice Commander of the U.S. 5th Fleet in Bahrain. Woody, leadership is so important, and you've been through quite a bit of leadership training in an effort to, and what it's brought you to is this command position. Can you talk a little bit more about your leadership and your goals?
Absolutely, Jim. So in the Navy's actually the whole service, and I would say all the armed services are an enormous leadership laboratory, and it's a laboratory where it's leadership about serious business. It's about the business of carrying out national policy around the planet. So there are some formal training, and these days there are schools for junior officers, for department heads, and for commanding officers. And those are formal training schools that are typically held in Newport, Rhode Island. But then there are also joint professional military education as part of the Goldwater-Nichols Act of 1986, which stipulated that we need to be a more joint armed forces. In other words, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Coast Guard all have to figure out how to talk with each other and how to fight together as a unified force. And so there are training opportunities that go along with that. You mentioned, or at least I brought it up before and you repeated it, that I went to the National War College, and I did that in 2009-2010 timeframe. It's on the southern end of Washington, D.C., just south of the downtown area on a place called Fort Leslie J. McNair. It's right there on the Potomac. It's a picturesque place. The National War College is held at a place called Roosevelt Hall, which is this beautiful historic building, and they teach essentially national security studies and focus on strategy. You will study all of the countries of the globe, to be frank, and all the wars back to the beginning of history, and try to define the context, the nature, and the context and the nature of combat in general, where it's been and where it is now. So you'll study a bunch of dead generals, folks like Sun Tzu, Clausewitz. And not only that, but you'll also study diplomacy, the national context, the international context, and how the military fits in to the instruments of power that any nation has.
You mentioned diplomacy. You were in Bahrain, which is one of the fastest, freest economies in the Middle East. Can you tell us a little bit about, and Ron, you were going to ask about some of the humanitarian things that your command is doing in Bahrain or in the Middle East?
I don't know that we do a lot of formal humanitarian things. I can tell you that from a diplomatic standpoint, I spend quite a bit of time going to receptions and, frankly, cultivating relationships with foreign officials, both those that are in Bahrain and by the way, the Bahraini country and the king are exceptional hosts, and they're very gracious. And we have a great relationship with them and with, frankly, all of the countries that are out here as our partners in this. We have 32 partner nations that have joined the U.S. 5th Fleet as part of our combined maritime force, and they help us to ensure maritime security operations throughout our theater.
That's got to be really something. Who are some of the players that are with you? Great Britain, France, Canada? who all is involved, Admiral?
Indeed. I don't know that I could name all 32 countries from memory, but you named some of them, Great Britain, France, Canada, Australia. Of course, the countries of the Gulf Coalition are here. We just concluded an exercise with Egypt, and we're inviting them to join the coalition as well. But we have more than 20 bilateral and multilateral exercises with partner nations around the region, places like Kuwait and Iraq, the United Arab Emirates, Oman. So there are several countries that we participate with on a regular basis.
That's fantastic. When we come back after this word from all of our partners, I'd like to delve in a little bit more to what all you're doing there on the base and what all is going on. But Admiral Beale, I got to tell you, what you're doing in service of our country, whether it's meeting with the King of Bahrain or meeting with that sailor or soldier that's on the front lines there in that critical part of the world, that is admirable. So we'll be right back after this word from all of our partners, and we're talking with Admiral Woody Beale, the Vice Commander of the 5th Fleet in Bahrain. This is Ron Abrams and Jim Blythe with Alliance for the Brave.
USA Radio News.
Crews battling the Northern California wildfires this weekend brace for a weekend of windy and hot weather that could drive flames into new areas and threaten more homes. Red flag warnings are in effect today for parts of California, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. A lot of people have evacuated, but not this Northern California resident.
My wife and dogs got packed and they left, but I stayed to do what has to be done. At the worst, I'll just jump in the river and let it burn over.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
I can tell you that investigators are holding a lot close to their chest, and they know quite a bit more than they want to give to the public.
President Trump will be holding a Make America Great Again rally tonight in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit NancyLiebermanCharities.org and be a part of our team.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is the trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we have a very distinguished admiral on board, Admiral Woody Beall. Woody, thank you so much for calling in all the way from Bahrain. I think it's exceptional what you're doing over there. You know, one of the fun things, you are a Navy pilot, and I was trained by Navy pilots to get my private's license, and I had a chance to fly. Tell us a couple of war stories about flying. I just think that's always so much fun.
Well, you mentioned earlier that I started out flying the A6 Intruder, and this is in the late 80s, early 90s. I earned my wings in November of 1988, so I've been doing this a little while. And unfortunately, the Navy says, hey, old-timer, it's time for you to get out of the cockpit. So I don't fly anymore. I just sit behind a desk and pretend to know what it's like when I used to fly tactical jets for the United States Navy. But when I was a young man, I learned how to fly the A6 Intruder, and one of the unique things about that aircraft was that it was designed to fly low and fast over the ground to sneak in below the enemy radars and to do it at night. And so we would practice that in the Cascade Mountains and over the states of Washington and Oregon. And when I was a young man, that was part of what I did. And I remember the first time that I tried it, I'm not going to go into the technical details, but essentially there was a system in the aircraft that had been designed in the 1970s, and it was a little bit like playing a video game. Now, the thing that it wasn't like a video game, you only got one life. So if you messed it up, that was it. You were done. But it was an exciting thing. And so, of course, you would fly a low-level route that is mapped out over the ground. You'd do it at 500 feet in the daytime. And then you'd get used to that route, used to some of the turns, figure out where the hazards are, and clear any visual obstacles that might be out there. It would help you to put a quality check on the chart. And then that very evening, you'd go back out and do it again. And I'll never forget the first night I did it, flying low, flying fast, through the Cascade Mountains. And at some point, I figured out I don't have to stare at the screen this whole time. I can kind of look outside and see what this looks like at night. And there was a full moon, and I realized that I'm between a couple of mountain peaks going down this valley. The mountain peaks are up at around 5,500 to 6,000 feet, and I'm in the middle of the valley following a small river. And I couldn't believe that in 2 years, the Navy had trained me from being somebody who didn't really even fly airplanes to somebody that could fly a high-speed jet at 500 feet through mountains at night and do it successfully. That's the hard part. So, just incredible stuff, just in training in the A6 Intruder.
I know you're also very familiar with Fallon, Nevada. Been there, done that.
Fallon is where we practice all the tactics and where we work air wings up to be certified to get ready to go on deployment. So when an air wing shows up in town, it's many squadrons full of aircraft, and they will go out and practice their trade. One of the more unique things that I got to do at Fallon was we do combat search and rescue exercises. I would love to volunteer to be the survivor, to be the guy who is the simulated victim, who gets to be the simulated shoot-down victim. And they would let you play with your survival gear, shoot your flares, do those sorts of things. But one of the most amazing things to me was watching the entire strike, the training strike, happen from the ground, knowing the tactics and knowing what the individuals were doing, and watching the airplanes disappear on the other side of the mountains at night, see the explosions of the bombs on the training range, and then see the airplanes come back out. And then they would set up the rescue mission, the simulated rescue mission for me on the ground as the simulated survivor. It was fascinating, and it makes me glad that all those folks are on our side.
You know, a lot of those search and rescue guys were also very, very much involved when Hurricane Harvey hit Houston. That training really paid off for those guys.
And that's what they do every day, Jim. And you know, they love those jobs. Defense support to civil authorities is a very important mission. That's run by U.S. Northern Command. And when a hurricane like Harvey hits, I was personally involved with the command and control of the rescue efforts for Superstorm Sandy around New York and New Jersey in about 2011. And I can tell you that was a pretty amazing time. And, yeah, those folks are pros. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I had Brigadier General Owen, who's Army Corps of Engineers, and I think he was involved in that deal with Hurricane Sandy as well. And that's really important. You guys do a whole lot more than just the combat military exercises. You do a lot of humanitarian things as it relates to this nation, and that's critically important. By the way, Admiral Beale, I served not only on the Oriskany and the Hancock with VA-163, which was an A-4 outfit, but I got to fly for a short time in Fallon in the back of the TA-4, but then my last tour was with a helicopter rescue group. So I have personal experience, and for some of the people that are watching us today on Facebook, they're going to relate to those personal experiences that you're talking about.
Yeah, what an honor to get to do stuff like that. I can tell you that if there's one thing that I miss in my current role, although I love being a leader and I love getting the opportunity to influence people and to frankly be a servant leader, one of the things that I like the best, or that I miss the most, that is not being able to fly. That is, for a pilot, that's like having your right arm removed.
Boy, no kidding.
It's just one of those things you miss forever and ever.
You need to get your commercial pilot's license, and when you come home, you and I and my son will fly together.
Well, so Jim, you may know already, but I am a reserve officer, and so I do have a commercial pilot's license, and in fact, an airline transport pilot's license, and I fly for a major airline.
I know. That's great. I never got to fly with you, though, in the airline. I'm going to have to figure that one out. And when you come back and you start doing that again, I think we could have a little bit of fun of liberty somewhere in the world.
Well, yeah, we could. And it's not that hard, Jim. You just got to figure out, you know, when and how to buy the ticket.
Hey, that all I got to know is when, and I'll be there. And again, you were responsible for getting me to go aboard the Truman, and I want to thank you again. That was a great media event. It is really important for our patriots, our civilians, to know and understand the operations of our fleet and what's going on.
I have to tell you, any time that I can find a way to engage, to get folks that have not seen it, to go out and see it. And here's one of the things that Recruiting Command does. For educators, They will sponsor educators to go to the coast and to ride on an aircraft carrier for a short period of time. They'll do the same thing with an educator that we did with you, Jim. Your ride on Truman was essentially the product of the hard work of the Atlantic Fleet public affairs officer.
Yeah, Commander
Hecht. That individual set that program up and did that with not only you but other journalists as well. It's great to get educators out there because that makes them more knowledgeable about what the United States Navy does, and it makes them realize that the United States Navy is a premier employer. It's a place where you go to work and you do good work, and it gives you great opportunities for later on in life.
You know, I may be speaking out of turn, but you and I have a mutual friend that you sat next to at the ball 2 years ago who's got an organization for educating children and students about the Constitution. We need to talk to you and her about taking a group on board one of our carriers, and that's Janine Turner, the actress.
That's right. Well, she was obviously quite charming. I'd be happy, be happy to talk to her again, of course. And we'll just have to talk about it and see what we can do.
Yeah, I kind of seated you next to her and next to Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson and gave you the star treatment. And today you are the star, as far as I'm concerned, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't feel like I'm a star. What I try to do and what I try to realize is that I'm just a guy that's had some great opportunities. I've been blessed with some good luck and some opportunity to just come out and lead. And frankly, it's a humbling experience.
Admiral Beale, you're being very humble because you have been in the right place at the right time, but you did the right thing to do what you had to do. And if you don't mind, I'm going to tell everybody, you wear the Legion of Merit, the Meritorious Service Medal, Air Medal, with individual action in combat with Distinguished Device and Strike Force Awards, the Navy Commendation Medal, and the Navy Achievement Medal, and then you've got several Battle E Awards. You have excelled at what you're doing, and that's the type of leadership and mentorship that people need to hear about, people need to know about. And when you come back to the States, I know you do a number of speaking engagements. It's important to get out there and tell people about their opportunities and how to take advantage of them.
Yeah, that's great advice you're giving me, and thanks for mentioning the awards. I think you'll see in my biography down at the bottom, I try to remember that none of those awards are awards that I earned as an individual. Every one of them, including the Strike Flight Air Medal, even my expert pistol shot ribbon that I earned for hitting a target while shooting a pistol. Even that was a team sport because I don't get to do that without the gunner's mate that issues me the weapon and gives me the ammo and gives me the instruction on the range to do it safely. So everything we do in the Navy is a team sport. Not a single medal or ribbon on my chest was earned by me alone.
That's the important thing that I think a lot of people don't realize, is that we and Ron Abrams, we talk about this. The camaraderie, the team building, the ability to work as a unit. And what I found is the Navy training was so exceptional. I think that's important for telling people that story and letting them know, because so many patriots and civilians really don't have the right idea about our military today, Admiral.
And you're right about that. It's unfortunate. It really is a matter of education. It really is. The U.S. military is an apolitical institution. It is an institution that serves the President of the United States, no matter who that is. And that is a badge of honor that I think is very important to realize. And it's an institution that's just full of honor. In fact, the Navy's three core values are honor, courage, and commitment. And we share those core values with the Marine Corps. There's a little bit of a debate as to who came up with them first. But frankly, Yeah, that's it. Frankly, honor, courage, and commitment. I can't think of any three words that would be better to live one's life by. And I'm proud to strive for those three words and to maximize those every day.
Well, I'm proud to be Navy and doing my part right now with Alliance of the Brave to serve the Navy. But one of the things I think is critically important that a lot of people don't realize, the Navy, while not perfect, really led the way also for integration and diversity training, because the very first Navy carrier pilot was back in 1950 in Korea. And he was an African-American who distinguished himself aboard a carrier. And that was the first. And now we have admirals. We have all types of outstanding, as you say, many are learning and earning their American citizenship. I think the Navy really leads the way in diversity and integration.
Couldn't agree with you more, Jim. It was interesting. I actually spoke to a group of midshipmen at the University of Wisconsin about 2 years ago, and one of the female midshipmen in the crowd said, "Hey, Admiral, you've been in the Navy for 30 years now," and of course that's 2 years ago, so 32 years now, 30 years ago. She said, "You've been in the Navy for 30 years. What's changed since your time in the Navy?" Now, my idea of change is probably a little bit of a smaller snapshot than your idea of change. I'm not trying to say you're old, but for me, you're absolutely right. What I had to answer her with was, one of the big things is, you're here. You're a female midshipman, and you can do any job that the United States Navy offers.
All right, tell you what, Admiral Beal, let's come back after this word from all of our partners. This is Admiral Beal, Jim Blythe, and Ron Abrams on Alliance for the Brave.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, "Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place?" And he said, "I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market." I said, "Dennis, I'll take it." In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager is a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had some ulcer issues on my leg that I had from Vietnam. It would erupt on occasion of periods of stress. When I was taking juices, these ulcers had disappeared, but I was not able to get good quality fruits and vegetables to make good juices. And, you know, these ulcers came back. But since I've been taking the fruit and the veggie capsules, these ulcers again have subsided.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. From 17 through 24 October 2018, we'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village. And we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancyliebermancharities.org and be a...
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we have Admiral Woody Beall on board, the Vice Commander of the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command, the 5th Fleet. Admiral Beall, as we wrap this up, I want to say a special thank you for being a part of my program today. And Woody, if I can figure out a way, could we do Alliance for the Brave from Bahrain?
It's funny. I've got my public affairs officer right here. I don't know if I give you a snap answer on that, Jim, but I can certainly look into it.
Well, I don't know if I can afford to come over there or not, but boy, let me tell you, I would love to meet your soldiers and sailors and see Bahrain and see all of the things that you guys are doing to keep that part of the world safe. Without a doubt, your presence there not only keeps the Straits of Hormuz open, but keeps everything in line. And it's outstanding, the partnership and the relationships that you've built in Bahrain. I would imagine that meeting the King of Bahrain is also a pretty exciting opportunity.
Well, that has happened only once, but I can tell you he's a gracious individual and an excellent host for the United States Navy. So we certainly appreciate the support of the country of Bahrain. Yeah, I've had some great experiences out here. And as far as you coming out to visit, you know what? I'll take a look at it. I can promise you that. We'll take a hard look at it. If we can get you out here, we'll certainly do it, but we won't buy you an airline ticket.
No, I got that figured out, and I'll pay for my own hotel room, but whether or not I can afford to set up and do the Alliance for the Brave out there remains to be seen. But it's important what you guys are doing, and it's important to let all of our American patriots and everybody know where you guys are and what you're doing to keep not only the Middle East safe, but keep America safe. So thank you so very, very, very much, Woody. And in your closing comments and remarks, what would you like to say to all of those that are around the world as well as here in the States?
It's very simple. I can wrap it up very quickly and just say that I am honored to serve. The reason I've served for 32 years is because I love the job and I believe in what we do, and I certainly appreciate every American who gives us their support.
And so if people want to know more, you can go. Admiral Beall's biography is on there. I looked it up. I've got it. He is a great man. If you want to know more about what the 5th Fleet is doing, look that up as well. I think they're very important, and they are at the heart of where we need to be today to keep America safe. So, Admiral Beall, thank you so very, very much for all your leadership, all you're doing to keep us safe. God bless you, my friend.
Well, God bless you too, Jim, and thanks for having me on your show today.
All right, and we look forward to seeing you when you're coming home. Let us know. And again, it's a steak dinner. I cook it, man. I'm a great chef. I love to do that.
I have no doubt. Well, you know, the hard part is got to get permission from Mrs. Beall.
Hey, she's got to come this time. I've heard so many wonderful things about her. And you have some children, too. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
I'd kind of like to keep my – I have a couple of children. They're grown, and I'll keep their lives private if you don't mind.
They
know that their pop's an admiral. I made them the most popular kid on career day, but I'll leave them.
I hear you. Admiral Beale, thank you again for being on board, and thank you to your PAO, all that he did to help me to set this up. I really appreciate it.
Well, he's sitting right here next to me, and he acknowledges your thanks. So we're just happy to do it. Thanks,
Jim. All right. Thank you, Admiral Beale. God bless you, and have a great, great rest of your evening.
You as well, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we've had a tremendous opportunity to talk with Admiral Beale, the head of the 5th Fleet. Yes. That was pretty great, wasn't it, Ron?
Indeed. Had a couple questions, but he actually covered them before I had a chance to ask. So, hey, great, great interview.
Great speaker. And he lives in this North Texas area, so it's really important. He's one of us here. But, again, as I said, he is in the heart of the Middle East. He is in the Persian Gulf at Bahrain. That is one of the most strategic places in the world for our Navy to be, to keep our sea lanes open. There was a lady the other day that asked me, well, why is my son protecting other borders, not our borders here in Texas? And I said, it's just as important that the sea lanes stay open around the world. And it's men like Admiral Beale that are doing everything they can to do that, whether it's diplomacy or whatever. So I want to say a special prayer for all of our military who are serving overseas, a special prayer for all of our veterans who have served. Pete Prasad's coming up in just a second with his great show. So I want to say thank you in Jesus Christ's name for all that have done. Ron?
Great interview. Great show. Great 2 hours. Join us next week. I'm going to have a great guest on the show during the 9 to 10 o'clock hour. It's Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated, and what they're doing for the community, the veteran community, how they're reaching out for the homeless, those that are hungry, those that need shelter and food. They're doing some great things out there in the community. We're going to have them on the show next week.
All right. We'll be back next week. And coming up next, Pete Prasad. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we thank you. God bless you. Goodbye for Alliance for the Brave.